Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Oh, yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Oh, yes, I have.
I've played in California.
I've been to California. There's plenty of things I haven't seen. I don't want to get into it because I don't want to get in too much trouble. Hey, everybody, welcome to Trambles. A different theme song, not necessarily using the one I normally use, but I thought I'd mix it up a little bit. That is, of course, The Ramblin' Man by Waylon Jennings. I'm a ramblin' man. Excuse me. Hell yeah, that's some country music right there. Hey, it's Monday. It is the 1st of July, 2024. 3 days away from celebrating our independence, as we always do on the 4th of July. And gosh, it's going to be a fun week. We're going to take our son Gilbert to his very first fireworks show. I think maybe we took him last year, but the stars have aligned this year to where I can get home in time. And Caitlin doesn't have to work on Thursday, so no need for her to go to bed. And not a brood full of dogs that need thunder shirts and Benadryl, because I don't think fireworks have ever really bothered Izzy. She's our last dog standing. She is our sweet little red-headed stepchild, the red variety of the Boston Terrier, which I think is the cutest form of the Boston Terrier, the ginger Boston Terrier, sort of like the Bill Burr of Boston Terriers, right? I don't know. I love the 4th of July. I always have. Yeah, I remember being a little kid. I think my first real memory of the 4th of July would be July of 1976. You know how you have like real old memories and you don't remember the whole day. You just remember two or three things that you're looking at. So the things I remember the most, that was the first 4th of July that I spent in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, which is where I pretty much grew up. My mom had just moved there. We were living in a house on 2nd Street, right next to a pet store, where during the day there was a little monkey chained to a pole that would sit outside all day, stand outside. So I lived next door to a little monkey, like the little monkey that was in The Little Rascals, one of those monkeys that I was told to stay away from it so it didn't bite me. But really, I would go outside to play and there'd be a monkey there. And inside there were fish and, you know, it was a pet store. And the people lived above the pet store. I believe their last name was McAllister, if I'm not wrong, that was their name. They had two daughters, a father who was in the military, and the German mother who would, she would babysit me. She was a taskmaster. She was a taskmaster. Get in there and take a nap. So I think my mom worked at Cisco loading trucks in the morning. It was back then, it was called something else. Frozen Foods. That was the name of it. Frozen Foods. Hey, our food is frozen. So we call it frozen food and we put it in the truck and we take it around and, you know, to restaurants. So she got up real early in the morning and dropped me off there. Anyway, I hadn't yet started school because it was the summertime. So that was the bicentennial. 1976 was the bicentennial 4th of July. So big doings. Everybody getting ready for the election in the fall that would foist Jimmy Carter on the nation. Not that that's a bad thing. Not that that's a bad thing. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So that I barely remember. My mom and dad were separated, not yet divorced, but my dad came over for the 4th of July, and we went over to Mansfield's Smythe Park, which is where they had the big festival every year. And I believe still in the mid-70s, it was still more of a carnival or a fair type of deal where they would have like the belly dancers in a tent I remember my my Uncle John was there, and I remember him briefly. I remember my dad briefly, and I remember the three of them talking. My dad, my Uncle John, who was my mom's brother, and then my grandfather John, who was my mom's father. They were having a conversation. I remember lots of lights, and then some of the fireworks, but I really don't have much in my memory other than that. Of course, that fall, I would start school. My mom walking me to school for the for my first day. It wasn't very far away. And then other 4th of Julys, I had all sorts of fun. And I got to really dig to remember those things. We would go, I guess when we got a little bit older, Mansfield had flooded in 1972 because of Hurricane Agnes. Hurricane Agnes, you know, went inland and just dumped rain all over the mid-Atlantic. A lot of flooding, a lot of damage. So the Army Corps of Engineers built what was called a dike. They kind of just built this long dike to protect the town of Mansfield from the Tioga River, which often flooded. And I don't recall us having a flood after that was built. I was in third grade when they were building it. And so our school, Warren L. Miller Elementary School, was right along the river, right? So in this classroom, I could look out and see. And all day long, it was just these Caterpillar machines going up and down and up and down and dump trucks. And how was I supposed to pay attention to any of that when I care about two things, Star Wars and watching these machines go by and not paying attention and not doing flashcards, because I never was very good at flashcards. I remember the two people who did really well. One of them was a guy named Warren, and the other one was a girl named Karen. And Karen and Warren were the fastest flashcard guys and gals. And you know, they were always picked. They would pick teams, like in kickball. Also, oddly, they were the best kickball players, too. Now, they're not going to hear this, but they're both still around, and I'm friends with them on Facebook. But they were cool. But they were really fast at flashcards. And again, I never really did that well in them. But anyway, that's the classroom where I've talked about before, where the teacher embarrassed me because I said that I had gone to Three Mile Island and met the president, and then I had a Shetland pony and all that shit. So anyway, this thing's being built. I think it was done sometime between third and fourth grade, because my mom that year, or one of these years in between here, might have been 78, got in a bad car accident. And we were living at this time no longer at the house where the pet store was, which, by the way, also had rats. We had a rat infestation. I do remember seeing a dead rat underneath a chair in a rat trap. So anyway, we moved out of there. My grandparents owned a business in this town. My grandfather was a photographer, so he and my grandmother worked together and ran this business. And they had two apartments above their business that they owned. So my mom lived in one of those, and then we moved into the other one. This must have been 77, because I remember Elvis dying and my mother freaking out and crying because she was a huge Elvis fan. So there was a couple days of sadness there for her, and then her arguing with babysitters, whatnot. And all sorts of weird shit happened in that apartment. Dropping things out of the window onto people who were walking down the sidewalk. That was something that a friend of mine and I used to do. We'd cut holes in the screen and then just drop shit on people. That was also where I cut open the Stretch Armstrong and ate some of the jelly that was inside of it. That was disgusting. And then some things I'll never talk about happened there. Very, very, very traumatic things happened there. And only one other person knows. Well, two people know, but only one of them will ever talk to me about it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm getting sidetracked. So where was I? So we moved away after my mom's accident. She got a settlement and she had a house built in another part of Mansfield. And while that house was being built, a brand new house, we moved to the town of Wellsboro, which was, you know, close by Mansfield, and I went to school there for half a year. When I came back to Mansfield, the dike was complete. It was completed. It was done. So we had this really cool sort of dam-like thing, and they had this whole project. I mean, they kept that area free of flooding for now almost, well, I would say 50 years almost. Almost 50 years that thing has been there, keeping the town safe from flooding, you know, aside from the spot flooding. So anyway, to get to my point is we would go down and the fire department, the volunteer fire department would launch and supervise all of the fireworks. And so by the time you're a teenager, you get to go down and we would sit on this dike, which was right by the park, and you could just lay down because it was at a, you know, it was at an angle and just sit there and watch fireworks. And they were right above you and it was so much fun. And those were the fun days. You know, the 80s were, you could just walk all over town in a small town like that of Pennsylvania and do whatever you want, drink soda until, you know, you're peeing Coca-Cola, going to the fair, eating those French fries, those hot French fries that are cut right there, putting that vinegar and salt all over them, and then getting a funnel cake and just eating it. You know, your stomach wouldn't explode because you're young enough to take in all that garbage. Going on the rides, the cheap rides, that was a lot of fun. And, I mean, just seeing the fireworks with your friends and not going to bed until 11 or 12 o'clock, that's what summers were for. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with Gilbert. He's never seen them up close. This will be this first one where I think he's fully aware of what's going on. So over the years, different fireworks displays. When I worked in promotions for 96 Rock, we put on a big one in Alpharetta. And I remember sitting in a convertible listening because we would time everything. The radio stations used to time everything with the fireworks shows if they partnered with a place. So the music would blast out and everybody would put their station in their car on 96 Rock, or they would have a portable radio and they'd put it on 96 Rock and everything would be synchronized. So I'm sitting in this car right near where they're firing them off. And this is one of those big outdoor Alpharetta fireworks things. Of course, all fireworks are outdoors unless you're stupid and shoot them down your hallway at your roommates when you're in college, which was fun. Bottle rockets down the hall. Boom, fun. And I'm lying underneath it, and one of the fireworks didn't go up all the way, and it exploded right above me, and so all these burning pieces of ash were falling on me. They all went out by the time they landed on the car, but I think it burnt the seat. And here I am thinking I have all these wonderful memories of the 4th of July, and I had so many of them. There are many years where I didn't even go. Last year in the driveway, we did sparklers and, you know, some of those fizzy whizzies, and they make the noise and they shoot the sparks everywhere. Everybody in the neighborhood, though, because Georgia is a state where fireworks are legal, they've already started. So it's going to be from now until, I would say on Sunday, it's just going to be fireworks all night long. Boom. Everybody. And around here, you can go to the grocery store and get one of those mortars, drop the ball in. And it's a lot of fun. So that's that. Speaking of Gilbert, we had a fun weekend with him. He did a lot of activities and got to go out into the sun. I think it was a little too hot for him because at one point he did kind of throw up just some water. I mean, he wasn't sick. It was just heat. But we went to the Chattahoochee, I think it's called the Chattahoochee Nature Preserve, and that's up near Roswell. They had some sort of butterfly house, and you walk in and you go around, and they give you these little you know, foam paintbrushes that they put pollen or something on it that attracts the butterflies. And there are all different kinds in there, a bunch of monarchs, which are my favorite butterfly. Love the monarch butterfly. We went in there, and he loved it. They were flying all over the place. They were getting on his little brush. And plus, you get to walk through this really cool nature trail. And he had a really cool hat on. We made him put his hat on. And you could see all these different types of birds there outside of the butterfly house. It was really cool. When we were leaving, he had one on him. They put you in a room and they inspect you to make sure you don't walk out with the butterflies. But they also have birds there, like different kinds of owls, a couple different type of raptors, you know, hawks, things like that. And when you're leaving, there's a guy standing there with a red-shouldered hawk right on his wrist. You know, you're not allowed to mess around with it. But then they have a partial wing that they let the kids touch. And then a talon, you know, the claw, the talon. So he touched that. He was more impressed with dead but stuffed snapping turtle, which he liked.
Snappy turtle.
And so that was a lot of fun for him. And I think I want to take him to the Yellow River Nature Preserve or Game, not Preserve, but the Yellow River Game Ranch. That's pretty close by. And I think he'll enjoy that. I think he's old enough now to enjoy that. We also, what else did we do? We also went to the airport. They redid the playground over at Peachtree DeKalb Airport, so he can swing. And this is where he got sick, because he was just swing, heat. And it was early in the morning, but it was so hot. Watching the planes land, he didn't really want to go on the playground area that they rebuilt, because there were tons of kids over there, and there were big kids there, and I get that. But he did go down the slide a couple of times, but he just really wanted to swing. And then we decided we'd go get a donut. We were going to go to Sublime. We went to Sublime Donuts off of Briarcliff, and I was hoping that they would have the donut that they created for Jeff. Jeff Lieboff from Radio Labyrinth proper came up. We all came up with donuts, and his was called the RIP Elvis Donut. It's a yeast donut stuffed with bacon and peanut butter. It has peanut butter icing, bacon slices, and then bananas, which is bananas, right? They made it. He made it. Kamal Grant, who runs and created and owns Sublime Donuts, made this for him, and it's only available off of 14th Street. Anyway, they didn't have that, of course, because this is the one that's on the east side of town. But Gilbert wanted a pink donut, so I got him a strawberry donut. Anyway, it doesn't matter what kind of donuts it was, because he was hot and tired, and I heard gurgling, and he started saying, "I don't feel good." So I took him outside, put him down, and he threw up in the parking lot, as opposed to all over me and all over the restaurant or the donut shop. I wiped him off as best I could. We went back in, got the donuts, and came home. He didn't really want that donut. I changed him, of course, put him into clothes that don't stink. But he was fine. He just needed water, and it was kind of a heat exhaustion thing. We came home. One of our neighbors has had goats in her backyard for a couple of weeks, well, maybe a week or so, eating all the poison ivy and different things like that. So these four cool goats, he wanted to go see them. We went over and fed them. And then the little boy that lives across the street came over with his mom and played cars. And that was a lot of fun, watching him interact. It's cool. They don't talk to each other. They just lined up the cars. And I wonder when it'll be that they start talking to each other. So that was my weekend. Over the weekend also, my WSB weekly pop culture show aired, and that was a blast. It was an interview that I did with my cousin Scott Young. He's an author, and he goes by Scott A. Young, because there must be more than one. He's written a trilogy of books and the Manifold series. The first one is called Selfies. I'm currently working on the audiobook for that, which is a very daunting task. But it was cool because we got in this family cousins thread, text thread, and it's funny. People don't know how do I find it? What do I do? And Scott and I are both helping everybody out. But if you haven't had a chance to listen to that, that'll be a podcast at some point this week. Other than that, I'm just really tired of the heat. It's hot up in here. It gets really hot. It gets real hot. You know, I keep working on doing this Dusty Slay impersonation. And I don't think it's too bad. You know, we're out here collecting DVDs. And I just ordered all the CSIs. Those are coming. And we're going to watch those. And Hannah and I are going to watch all the CSIs. Because they don't have a Western sizzling. I think I got it. There's just no reason for me to be doing it. A couple of weeks ago, I came up with an idea to write my own Seinfeld routine and do the impression. And I'm pleased with it. I'm pleased as punch with it. And I'm going to play that before the show ends. In fact, the show's almost over. I don't have anything else to say. I got to take my vitamins, get a shower, get my clothes out of the dryer, and go to work. So I'll leave you with this. It's something about bees. Oh, by the way, I will tell you this. If you're interested in a cameo, go to cameo.com and search for me. I believe it's Tim Andrews ATL. And I much prefer that you use the website, because Apple takes almost half of it. You can use the app. I mean, it's easier. But if you have somebody's got a birthday, or you just want to say hello or blah, 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 anything like that, if you know who I am and you listen to me on the various radio shows and whatnot, you and podcasts, you can just pick whichever voice you want that you like, or you can ask me, and if I can do it, I will. A different voice, one that you might not be familiar with me doing. Or I'll even do myself. I will do my own voice, as I say. I will just be like this. Hey, happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy graduation, happy blah, 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 blah. So that's cameo.com, Tim Andrews, ATL. And also, if you like Radio Labyrinth and you really like the work that Dustin does on the YouTube page, please make sure that you watch us there. Like, subscribe, get us close to that 1,000. We are so close to having 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. That's 4 years in the making of Dustin busting his ass every single week and cutting together the video and making it look really cool. He does a good job. And yeah, every once in a while, if our numbers dip below a certain level, we're going to put Rogan on the front of it, and we're going to talk about Joe Rogan because you get in that algorithm. That's just the way it works. These kind of audio things, they don't get anybody's algorithms. It's still OG type podcasting. And yeah, coming up on this kind of show, this show I do every Monday, but I'm going to be talking to some people that I've known for years. Going to do some interviews and stuff. It'll be a blast. So thanks for listening, and happy Independence Day, America. That's right. If you're a good American like Linda, you can listen to the Sean Hannity program every night. Wherever your radio station has gotten rid of me, but they have to keep me because somebody wants you to keep me. I don't know. I don't know why they keep me. Nobody's listening. Plus, I have a show on Fox News. Nobody listens to that either. Here's Tim Andrews doing a Seinfeld impersonation. Goodbye.
People enjoyed my Netflix movie, Unfrosted. So I hope they'll revisit my first movie, Bee Movie, which, in case you missed it, is a movie about a bee. Now, bees are insects. They're interesting creatures. They have such a sad life if you think about it. They gather pollen, fertilize the plants that produce the food we eat, and what do they get in return? Honey. They get to eat honey all the time, every day. Imagine it. Their whole diet is nothing but honey. And in return, we build them a little city out of a box in our backyard. They go in and out of the little white box for weeks. And then we come along and take all their food. But bees have stingers, so we have to subdue them. And how do we do that? Smoke. They're so easily subdued by smoke. For bees, smoke is the equivalent of a nice, relaxing spa day. They get a mani and a pedi, a wingy, and a stingy. Their only form of defense, the sting, kills them. If they get mad, every worker bee turns into a kamikaze. It's like, hey, buddy, you sting, you die. That's it. No second chances. But overall, bees are good. Wasps and hornets, these guys are like the unruly neighbors of the insect world. They might pollinate a little, but they don't make honey, and they get mad very easily. And hornets especially are the worst. They'll sting you over and over and never die. In fact, they probably take a break, have a little coffee, and brag to their buddies about how many times they've stung you. Hey, Bill, you see that guy down there? Stung him 17 times. I'm going to go sting him again. And smoke? Forget about it. Smoke just makes hornets mad. For bees, it's like a lullaby. But for hornets, it's like cocaine. To calm a nest of hornets, you need fire or poison. We're talking Agent Orange or napalm. That's the only way to deal with those guys. They're jerks.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.